Good afternoon. My name is Tyler Shendrick, and I want to tell you about work I've been doing with Martin Bertrand and Gary Slater at the University of Ottawa. We've been looking at electrophoresis, and you might know that when you have a polyelectrolyte in free solution and you apply an electric field, it moves with a mobility that is independent of its conformation and of its length. And the reason why that is because both the effective charge and the effective friction of the monomers increases. So the charge because we add another monomer, the friction because when you have a monomer, it's charged and it pulls a counter ion cloud towards it and it has a Debye length. And when I apply an electric field, it moves the monomer in one direction, but the counter ions go in the other direction, and they effectively, the shear on the fluid effectively cancels out on length scales greater than the Debye length. So that means that you have no hydrodynamic coupling on length scales greater than the Debye length, and the mobility is constant with length. Now you can break that by applying a mechanical force to the field. Or, well, one way that you could apply a mechanical force is to confine the polymer to a nanochannel. And so you would think that maybe there would be friction events with the monomers and the walls. And sometimes in the literature, you see that the mobility decreases because of that. But at other times, there's conflicting results, and people observe that the mobility actually increases in nanoconfinement. So why would that be? That's what we wanted to answer. So we considered a simulation of an MD chain that's charged and confined to a tube, but the tube doesn't have any walls. It's confined by a harmonic potential. So the harmonic potential confines the polymer. It becomes asymmetric. And it's embedded in a fluid that is able to, that's a particle-based hydrodynamic solver, and it's able to get the electrohydrodynamics correct. But the fluid doesn't see the potential. There's no walls to the fluid. And that's a simplifying situation. And so we're not applying a force in the opposite direction to the electric, or parallel or anti-parallel to the electric field because there's no walls. So we don't expect any added hydrodynamic coupling on long ranges. So let's look at that. Well, what you do see is that, is there chalk? If you have a chain which is like this, and it's electrophoresing through a fluid, it's free draining. So it does entrain a little bit of fluid inside of it, moving at a much slower velocity, a much slower speed than the polymer itself, but not very much. And the important fact is that there is no perturbation to the fluid velocity field at large distances. And when we confine the chain to a tube, we end up seeing the exact same thing. Even though it's confined, there's no perturbation to the fluid at distances outside of the coil. So that means that there's no long-range hydrodynamic coupling. So why would the mobility increase? Why would the friction coefficient go down if there's no added hydrodynamic coupling? Well, the reason is because, a couple of slides further. The reason is because when you confine a polyelectrolyte to a tube, if you have a very high confinement, eventually the segments of the chain begin to align. They're no longer randomly oriented, and that shouldn't, the conformation doesn't make a difference in free solution, but if you confine it enough, that Debye layer, you're confining it more than the Debye layer. And so the chain orients, the drag force is less, so the friction coefficient is less, so the mobility goes up. And so if you confine a polyelectrolyte very strongly, the mobility does increase, and that is competing against whatever other complications you have in reality in a real nanofluidic device. So that's the point that I really wanted to make to you. And I have data to prove it. Thanks.